Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm your host, MG. We open the whole thing up with Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and the Megas. This is the Experience Points radio show. Thank you for coming back. If it's new to you, the point of this show is we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. So thank you so much for listening. If you're recurring, thank you for coming back. But if you haven't heard of this before, thanks for stopping by tonight to see what we have going on for you. Have a pretty good show. I'm your host, MG, and I'm still in the throes of looking for a co-host. Please go online and look at the previous show to see exactly what I'm talking about. Speaking of online, we have a website where all of our news, reviews, audios, opinions, podcasts, all of that is going to be stored, cut, dried, and pasted onto the internet. It is at exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We also have social media if you want to like, subscribe, follow, and do all of those verby things. That's at exppoints.com/social. So hit us up on Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community, a ton of other things, as well as we're streamable on iTunes and Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play Music podcasting services as well. If you'd like to donate to the show, PayPal and Patreon, thank you very much in advance. Let's cut to three songs, come back, talk about what I did last week. This is Game Unchained by the Megas, Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton, and Endless Fantasy by Anna Monoguchi. I'll see you guys after the break. I'm MG, and this is the Experience Points radio show exclusively on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
Initialization complete. System activation in 3.02 minutes.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, I'm still MG. That was Endless Fantasy by Anna Monoguchi. Before that, Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. And we opened the whole spot up with Gamma Unchained by the Megas. This is historically the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. I have been getting back into editing the show and doing a bunch of stuff. So even though I referenced in the previous segment, hey, look online, check out the last show, it's probably not going to be updated by the time this airs. I probably won't have all of the shows up to date on it, but I am working on it. I promise I'm not going to leave you guys in the dark. I do have about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months worth of shows to go through. Though some of those shows are listen-only shows, so there will be a gap. It'll be like there are missing episodes, but in reality, it's just because I'm going to cut out all the audio anyway so that we're not, you know, infringing on any legal agreements to not put music online, and it won't be much of a show after that. So, anyway, let's talk about what I did last week. So I started playing No Man's Sky again. In the previous episode, I talked about how No Man's Sky has gotten at least 3, but I think more like maybe 3 and then 3.5 updates to it since it released over a year ago. It's now the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary of No Man's Sky. And I sort of always will remember that that's pretty much the day that I flooded was the day that I picked up No Man's Sky and started to try to play it. So I haven't played it in a really long time. But I did start playing it again, and two things happened. One, there was no flood this time. And then two, I actually sort of enjoyed it. It seemed like there was more direction. It seemed still kind of open-ended, strange, you know, discovery-based or whatever. But then I continued playing, and it really opened up, and it was really, really nice. So I'm probably 2 or 3 hours into the game now, just taking my time, you know, making my way. And I really, really enjoy it. I'm very, very happy that it did not just fester and die like so many games, specifically Mass Effect Andromeda. We'll talk about that in the main segment. But I've also picked up another new game. And I say new, sort of not new, but it is new. It was an early access game that started releasing, I think, in... Oh, man, maybe like August in 2014 or November 2014. Yeah, November 25th, 2014 by designer Chris King from Firehose Games. published via Battery Staple. This is a game called 20XX from the Steam page, and you could pick this up for $11, $12. It's 20% off right now. It is, if you like roguelikes or Mega Man, 20XX is you. For those that don't know, 20XX, Mega Man, you should definitely know. It's a side-scrolling Blue Bomber classic. I love Mega Man. If you're new to the show, you need to know that. Me and Mega Man, two peas in a pod. And roguelikes are sort of like dungeon crawl, procedurally generated, permadeath, tile-based, turn-based sometimes, based games or whatever. So sort of like FTL is one of the big ones. Binding of Isaac is another one. Rogue Legacy. Those are very much roguelike games. So they're combining both of these in 20XX. It's a roguelike action platformer that you can play with a friend, jump and shoot your way through ever-changing levels, collect awesome new powers, and battle mighty bosses in the name of saving the human race, maybe. It also features full co-op, play with a friend on the couch or over the interwebs. This is a super fun game because it randomizes the level makeup. It's not the same level every time. It's within sort of a falls within a curve. It randomizes a tile set. It randomizes the different types of powers that you would need to, say, beat the boss. It randomizes the bosses. The music is great. I don't have any of the music quite yet, but it is really, really awesome. You get permanent upgrades by acquiring some sort of in-game currency that you get throughout the levels. You continue to buy sort of a you could sort of accumulate powers, kind of like Risk of Rain in a way. You accumulate powers until you die, and you just keep going wave after wave after wave. The difficulty really starts to sort of increase very, very rapidly. So I was very happy to find this game for such a small price. I love Mega Man. This is very much like Mega Man X, and it's very, very cool. It's a good couch game. It was officially released August 16th, 2017. So even though it's been in development since November 25th, 2014, it has been officially released, though it still says early access on Steam, and I'm not really sure why. But it's very, very nice. You could definitely see how this is resembling Mega Man X. I would even say, and this is after playing a game like Mighty No. 9, that this is a way better sort of implementation of that core sort of good gameplay that Mega Man and Mega Man X kind of created and fostered, whereas Mighty No. 9 was just this sort of cut, copy, paste, I guess disrespectfully so, of Mega Man and Mega Man X. I would even say it's probably Mega Man 7, which is, in my opinion, one of the worst Mega Mans. It was the Mega Man that was on Super Nintendo between 6 and 8. 8 was the, I think 8 was the throwback to, 8 was on PlayStation 1, and then 9 and 10 were on the PSN as well. I'm sure it was on Xbox or whatever, but you know, Mighty No. 9 is just cut, copy, paste of all of the things for Mega Man. This is actually sort of an homage. This is they're paying homage to such a good series of gameplay elements that I'm thoroughly enjoying. So I've probably played a couple hours of it. I'm still getting the hang of some of it, but it's fantastic art, fantastic sound. This guy definitely knows, or you know, he definitely feels the love for the series. So let's cut to 3 songs, come back, talk a little bit about our main segment, Life is Strange by Dan Bull, Power User by MC Frontalot, and you know what, because Sonic Mania is now released, Sonic the Hedgehog Medley by FerdK16. Catch you after the break. I'm MG, this is the Experience Points Radio Show, and you're listening to it exclusively on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points. I'm still MG. That was Sonic the Hedgehog medley by Ferdy K16. Before that, Power User by MC Frontalot. We opened it up with Life is Strange by Dan Bull. I actually forgot to mention this, but in about a week, technically 8 days, so next Thursday, the 31st of August, we should be getting the prequel, the first episode at least of the prequel of Life is Strange. That's Life is Strange Before the Storm. That's focusing on Chloe and Rachel instead of Max and Chloe. You know, it's sort of unfortunate because I really like the time control mechanic of Life is Strange. If you haven't played that, you're really, you know, I would think you really would want to play that. But two things about Before the Storm. It's a prequel, so we get to see the events that set, or the events in motion sort of that get us to Life is Strange, why Chloe is so, you know, the way she is in Life is Strange whenever Max comes back and sees her. But, you know, you don't get the time control mechanic because that was a Max thing. And then at the same time, Ashley Birch, who voiced Chloe in the original game and also who voices Aloy in Horizon Zero Dawn, she is not going to be reprising her her role because of the voice actor guild strike thing that was going on, SAG-AFTRA strike. So that's unfortunate. But let's go ahead and talk about, I referenced it earlier, let's talk about Mass Effect Andromeda, because any fans of the series are going to be really disappointed. They effectively shelved Mass Effect and said this is going to go on an indefinite hiatus. We don't know when we're going to pull it off the shelf again, but you know, yeah, we're still going to support Andromeda, though. That's what they had said initially, maybe, I don't know, a month ago or 2 months ago. Recently, and within the last week, there has been an update, an official update from BioWare and EA. So on the MassEffect.com site, this is the entire, I'm going to quote it, the entire sort of release from EA and BioWare. So to quote, "Since the release of Mass Effect Andromeda, we've worked hard to address feedback from our community. From improving animations to expanding customization options, we looked to respond to your concerns and build on what you loved. With each patch, you let us know we were heading in the right direction, and we're grateful to everyone who joined us on this journey. We're proud of what we created, and we hope you enjoyed it as well. Early in development, we decided to focus Mass Effect Andromeda's story on the Pathfinder, the exploration of the Andromeda Galaxy, and the conflict with the Archon. The game was designed to further expand on the Pathfinder's journey through this new galaxy with story-based Apex multiplayer missions, and we will continue to tell stories in the Andromeda Galaxy through our upcoming comics and novels, including the fate of the Quarian Arc. Our last update, 1.10, was the final update for Mass Effect Andromeda. There are no planned future patches for single-player or in-game story content. In the coming weeks, our multiplayer team will provide details on their ongoing support and upcoming content, including new multiplayer missions, character kits, and what's in store for N7 Day. We appreciate all the millions of people who came with us in the Andromeda Galaxy. We hope to see you again in the Mass Effect universe. The Mass Effect Andromeda team." End quote. So this entire release just makes me it confirms what we already thought was going to happen. I mean, we already sort of figured that Mass Effect was dead. There were rumors that Mass Effect as a continuing sort of game series was on indefinite hiatus. But we always knew that, yeah, okay, comics are not that they're easy, you know, forms of art, but they're certainly easier than a multi-year, multi-sort of team game like Andromeda or any of the previous Mass Effect games. But, you know, this is sort of confirming what we already thought we knew. Like I said, it is over for Andromeda. And for all the good and bad, you know, I don't think Andromeda was actually a very bad game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I've played probably over 90 hours of it since it came out, even whenever it was buggy and broken and weird. And consider, it was released in North America on March 21st, 2017. It is August 23rd, 2017. Just a few months, just less than 6 months after it was created. That is insane. That is, at this point, the Dreamcast has had a longer lifespan than Mass Effect Andromeda, which is just absolutely crazy to me, to think that it wasn't that bad of a game. And EA and BioWare, and maybe BioWare Montreal wanted to continue using it. We may get an interesting story much later once, you know, this is all settled and everything. But it's just very, very strange that this is this is where this game is going to lie later. The development was plagued with tons of turmoil. It's really, really strange. I am happy that they're at least going to continue some of the story, but I would have loved to see the Quarium arc, that storyline resolved in an actual video game sort of scenario versus a novel or a comic. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers. So as unfortunate that is, Mass Effect Andromeda is dead. However, you can buy it, I think, the regular edition for $20 and then the deluxe edition for just a little bit more, maybe like $25 or $35. It's at 50% off. And honestly, if they know that it's going to be sort of a dead game, I kind of feel that that's a little high. Like, you know, I think I bought mine for $60 pre-order, and I got a bunch of stuff with it, and it was really, really great. That was certainly a bad investment on my part, because as fun as the game was, there was this anticipation of DLC, and it's not like I bought a season pass. One of those doesn't exist, but it is a little unfortunate, because I think Mass Effect is a fantastic game series. I hope they continue it. I hope that this is just a chink in the armor of the game series, and that later they come around and they revitalize the game or whatever. But for now, Mass Effect will have to be dead for a little bit. We're going to cut to two songs and then end out the show. This is The Day My Powers Arrive by Kirby Crackle and Undertale, the woodwind arrangement by Kirk Hamilton. I'll catch you after the break. This is the Experience Points radio show, and you are listening to it exclusively on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM, KSLU.
A year ago, I woke up in the morning, put my feet upon the ground. Tied my shoes to take a run.
Hey everyone, we're back to the Experience Points radio show on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm your host, MG, but not for much longer. We are out of time. You just heard Undertale, the woodwind arrangement by Kirk Hamilton. Before that, The Day My Powers Arrive by Kirby Crackle. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Again, this is show two of In Search of a Co-Host, the saga of the Experience Points radio show. So I really appreciate everybody that hung out with me all night long. We have a website. It's exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We're on social media as well, exppoints.com/social. That's Facebook, Google+, YouTube, Twitter, Steam community, bunch of stuff. Go ahead and like, subscribe, do all those verby things if you want. We're also available for streaming on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as Spotify and Google Play Music podcasting services, as well as directly streamable from the website once I guess, cut the audio and put the audio online. Again, whenever this airs, whenever you're hearing this, chances are it won't be there yet, but I promise I'm going to work on it. Thanks again for hanging out. Catch me next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. I'll be back. We'll be talking about more stuff. I'm going to leave you with one song. This is The Massacre by Phantom NK. It's a really, really awesome high-octane song, so I hope you enjoy it. And I will see everyone next week. You've been listening to the Experience Points radio show exclusively on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.